This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. It's Thursday and I'm Suze, and it's my extreme pleasure to be your host today for the next hour on Flipping the Switch. Today's topic is really about relationships. You know, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, I thought, let's just have a look at this. Will you consider being your own best Valentine? I know it's a week away, but whether you're in a relationship, wishing you could be a relationship, or happily on your own, now is the time to plan. How will you acknowledge your love for yourself on Valentine's Day? So on today's show, we're going to investigate why we often find it easier to love others than ourselves and what we can do about it. We'll share some ideas, encourage you to come up with an awesome plan to celebrate on February the 14th. And then next week, we're going to talk to some people about what they've got in place for that. So that's what the show is about today. Before we get started, though, just want to give you what today's word is for just focusing. Now, those of you who have read my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought, know that I give an exercise towards the end of the book about picking a word for the day. And I give you, I think it's about 20 or 30 different choices of words that you can do. Now, the reason that we do this is that belief repatterning is all about training your subconscious mind to go to the positive with ease, with autopilot, just without having to think about it, okay? Because most of us try to think positive when we're in the pit or when things are going wrong. I should be positive about this. And it's really hard to do. And so I devised this super simple way to just exercise that core muscle of belief, of believing in yourself, of giving yourself that positive reinforcement. And I've taught this technique for ages about how to just pick a word for the day. And I teach it in my Flipping the Switch class. So I have the radio show called Flipping the Switch, which is what you're listening to now. And then I also teach a course called Flip Your Switch. And Flip Your Switch actually is starting today, February the 6th. I'm doing an online version of it beginning just an hour after we finish this. So 5 o'clock Mountain Time. And that would be 7 o'clock Eastern Time and 4 o'clock Pacific Time. It's not too late to join us. You can go onto the website, beliefrepatterning.com, look under courses, click on and register online, or you could phone the office at 403-286-9380. That's 403-286-9380. And as I'm telling you to do that, I'm just thinking I should just turn off my ringer here, or at least make it a lot quieter in case anybody is phoning while I'm doing this. I am on air and I am sitting in my office right now, but I've just turned the volume way down. So if you want to call in and leave your details on the voicemail, I'll get back to you right after we come off air. So in flipping your switch, in the course I do, I teach you really how to take those ideas that are in the book and really put them into play in your life. Answer all your questions. The group is always a small, intimate group, usually around somewhere between 6 and 12 people. And I know for sure that this one is a very intimate group. I think at the moment we have 2 or 3 people registered. I go ahead and do it, regardless of how many people are registered. So you want some just about one-on-one time for $99 over the next 3 weeks, do join us.
I've had people come to me and say that... Sorry, I think we just lost that. I'm not sure why, but I think I'm back now. And so technology is fun. Anyway, I don't know where you lost me, so I'm just going to back up a little bit. So in Flip Your Switch, I teach people this activity about picking a word for the day, and it's the one activity that I have received more feedback on than anything else I've taught in the 15 years I've been teaching this work. And the thing I got from people was like, it works amazingly, but when I remember to use it, but I forget to use it. And then when I remember, it's amazing. So I thought, right, I'm going to create an app. And I created this push app that literally reminds you to do it. So every day you'll get a message sent by push message to your smartphone or your device. And it'll give you a word and then something to think about. So today the word is blessings. There are many blessings in my life. I focus on them and they expand. And so just looking at blessings is today. And so the way that you can get this is go to your iPhone, your iTunes, or if you're on the iPhone, or just your App Store if you're on Android or on BlackBerry. And the name of the app is 365. So the number 365, 365, space, repattern, repatterning.com. So that's 365, space, repattern. 365 repattern, and you'll get a word every day. There is the list stays there so that you'll have 365 words by the end of the year and 365 thoughts. And so each day I try to give you something to go with that word, just something that'll help you. So for example, last week on the weekend, the word was awe-inspiring, and I get that that's two words, but it's the feeling of awe-inspiring. And I suggest make a list of what I have experienced that is awe-inspiring to raise my energy. So I give you little activities, things to think about, and it really is just plant that word in your subconscious. Even if you do nothing else, then check your phone once a day, see that positive word. It's going to train your subconscious mind to go there. And when your subconscious mind goes there on autopilot, then you're there, and it works just brilliantly. So that's the 365 repattern if you want to get that. The cost on that is $3.99 if you're on iPhone and $3.65 if you're on an Android platform. So do grab that. And the bonus thing is that there's a nice little button there that says radio show archives, and you can have at your fingertips, always available to you, all of the shows that I've ever done on CTR Network. So beginning last April. So there's almost 50 shows there, 50 hours worth of listening. And I know that some of my clients send me notes and say that they listen to the show a couple of times during the week, or they'll go back and listen to a favorite one and find it a really useful thing to do on their commute. So if that's something that appeals to you, that's right there for you as well. There's also a fan wall there, and I do respond there. You can also get a hold of me through my Facebook page, Suze Casey, S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y. There's two of them. There's one with me holding the book, and that's my author page. And on that author page is where I really share a lot of the work. And then the other one is my personal page, and it's rapidly getting filled up. And that's where it's a little bit more following me personally. But the page about the work is the one with me holding a book on it. So go and take a look. They're both under Suze Casey. So today we're going to really talk about this. How do you love yourself? And we've got a caller that has already called in. Suzanne is called in from Berkeley. And just before we get there, I want to remind you, if you'd like to call in and talk about anything that we're talking about today or ask questions or do some repatterning, the number is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Thank you so much for calling in, Suzanne. How are you today?
I wanted to work on my creativity. I know the theme is self-love, and for me, doing improvisational creative activities really feeds my soul. But I see a pattern where, like, during the day, I'll have some things to do that I have to do that aren't, you know, that aren't as pleasant or fun to do. And it's almost like I hold myself, like, captive. Like, I won't let myself go paint or sing or do something. And yet I know it'll get my energy moving. And I think it's because I have a big, like, I think I need a big space of time. And I love what you talk about, the 10-minute burst. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to kind of get that in my wiring, in my brain, that I can take this, like, a 10-minute, like, doodle or pull out some pictures for collage later, or anything that starts tapping that life force and creativity.
Absolutely. We can do that. And so, you know, what Suzanne's referring to is the 10-minute activity that I talk about frequently on the show, so you may have heard about it, but I would also just like to point people into the direction of Chapter 14 of my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. Chapter 14 is called Put On Your Own Mask First. And so it is about how you can do this. And so I know that you've read the book, Suzanne, and so that you're looking for something else beyond what's there. But for people that are just starting this process, you may want to go and have a reference there. You have my permission. Number one, as the author. Number two, as a previous librarian and English teacher that you can just pick up the book and dive in wherever you want. You don't have to start at page one to get to chapter 14. You can just go read chapter 14. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about this here, Suzanne, and we're just going to see what comes up from that, okay?
Great. Mm-hmm.
So this is me telling my own story. As a young woman, I would wait until everything was done before I did things for myself. With working, volunteering, managing our home, and spending quality time with my kids and partner, there was never enough time left for me. I pushed myself into a state of exhaustion and developed a chronic health challenge. I had two choices, put myself first or stay ill. Through the process of healing, I discovered that it wasn't selfish to give to myself first. It was necessary, and I began the habit of doing so every day. Leaving yourself until last lands you in the victim place. You would never consciously put yourself there, but that's what happens when you make decision after decision that everyone else's needs are more important than yours. The good news is that you're the one who landed yourself there, so you don't need to negotiate with anyone other than you to move over the line to feeling good about yourself. And I know that that's not exactly what you're talking about, but it's quite similar. And then I lead into the conversation about Mark, who was a client, and a great story about her wanting to paint. And I suggested that she just try 10 minutes a day for a week, that she did it first, you know, as early as she could first on. So have you tried that technique, Suzanne?
Not early in the week. I think one of the things is keeping the art supply, or, you know, like having them right available. But I think
right.
The other thing is that for me, it's less about doing things for other. It's more priorities of like doing the things that are not fun, and I'll
right.
be kind of procrastinating.
Right.
And I'm suspecting that if I could just let myself do something joyful for 10 minutes, you know, creatively, I would actually be able to move into the other work and get it accomplished. But
exactly.
I'm always going, you can't do it until, you know, it's kind of like dessert, and I won't let my... but it's not like dessert. I think it would actually prime the pump and get me moving.
You're exactly right on that. So let's just see what the energy is that's stuck there, okay? So I'm
okay.
just going to start with some general repatterning statements, and if you can let me know what your monkey comes back and says, that'd be awesome. People
okay.
who are listening with us, please do the repatterning statements with us as we go along, and your monkey's going to say something different than Suzanne's monkey says, but you'll get the idea of how you can walk yourself through this. So Suzanne actually called in, I'm going to say it's about a month or so ago, on the show, and we did some work together, and you know, I would encourage people to phone in because you'll find what happens. So Suzanne's been doing some work along here, so she's not a newbie to this. But let's see what happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I forgive myself for believing I have to do all the other stuff before I can do the creative things I love.
I forgive myself for thinking I have to do all the other stuff that I need to get done before I do the creative stuff.
That's fun. Okay, breathe that in. What's the monkey say?
It feels true.
Okay. I recognize that's what I've been doing, and it doesn't work for me.
I recognize that's what I've been doing, and it doesn't work for me.
Okay, breathe that in. What's the monkey say?
It's dangerous to do art. I'll get caught up and never want to stop.
Ah, okay. Now, that's a very common belief. So if I let myself go do the thing I love, all of a sudden it's going to be tomorrow, and I will have not got the things done that I need to do, right?
Right.
So you already know that you have some self-discipline because you've been trying to force yourself to do the other stuff first. So let's go here. I give myself permission to set out what I need the night before.
I give myself permission to set out what I need the night before.
Okay, breathe that one in. Monkey okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was working full-time at teaching, I really wanted to go work out, and I'd try to go work out after school, but I'd be too tired, and I'd talk myself out of it every time because I thought I had to, you know, do my work first. And then I thought, what if I went swimming first thing in the morning? And, you know, I had to be at school at 7:30, so I was already getting up early. But I thought, you know, if I set everything out and I have a bag that I just grab that's got everything I need in it, and I go and do my swim and have my shower and stuff there and then go to work. Well, it was unbelievable, Suzanne, but my energy, my productivity, everything went up. And so it's just that little bit of pre-planning ahead, which made it super simple because I would just, you know, I was deciding what I was going to wear the next day anyway. I just chucked it into my gym bag or put it with my gym bag if it was on a hanger. So what kinds of things could you set out? You don't have to answer this out loud, but what kinds of things could you set out that would encourage your creativity? So first thing in the morning, you'll go, okay, that's, it's there and it's already set up. And so it's just a matter, I can dive in and I can do my 10 or 15 minutes focused on it. Okay?
Yeah. So I'm getting that. And I'm also getting, if I set an alarm,
Great,
because there is a way when I'm in that space of kind of right brain creativity, I could go for hours, but I know that I enjoy it for 10 minutes. You know, just a quick doodle or something like that. So I think the other part might trust me more if I had, like, an alarm set. But the part that's creative kind of doesn't want that limit right. on it.
Okay, so I give myself permission to balance those two voices and set an alarm and do something creative.
Great. I give myself permission to balance those two voices and give myself the opportunity to do something that's creative.
Now, what you may want to do is set a soft alarm. And what I mean by that, it's like put on some music and decide that you're going to do it for 3 songs. Or, you know, put your steel-cut oats on to boil and you know that that's going to be ready in 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to pay attention to it. Like something that's like what I call a soft alarm. It's not a have to stop.
Oh, I like that. I like that. It's much more loving.
Yeah, but something else that's going to draw you over after that. Okay?
Yeah, so putting on music for me and just saying, okay, I'm going to put on this song and dance, or I'm going to put on this song and paint, you know, just for a few minutes.
For these 2 songs.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay? So making it be a softer alarm than, mm-hmm. than a hard alarm. Okay. So mm-hmm. I give myself permission to set that time in a way that's gentle and supportive for me.
I give myself permission to set that time in a way that's gentle and supportive for me.
Okay, and breathe that in. Now, one of the things that I use all the time, and many, many people have this right at their disposal. I don't know if you do or not, Suzanne, but people listening will, is, you know, we've all got the timer on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a phone. And what I did was I went and I found a ringtone that I really liked and made that the alarm. And I use the timer function, not the alarm function, but the timer function. And I'll set it for a certain number of minutes. Now, anyone who takes any of my seminars knows that what I do is I will, you know, give you a task to do and then I set the alarm. But what I do is I set the timer for 1 minute. And then when this comes on, it's just like, okay, that's called the kind of come back to where we are. And so if you can train, again, that subconscious mind to go with one of those kind of ringtones, and you can make it be a fun one or, you know, a gentle one. I set mine for the 1 minute and it's coming up here pretty quickly. So you'll just hear what I mean by a gentle alarm instead of a harsh one. And so setting that, I mean, everybody's got the timer on their stove, but that's a bit of a bit of an angry one. But listen to this one.
Nice.
You know, it's just a little bit playful, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that one because it's like, oh, okay, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, that's just like start moving in another direction now. And I've trained my mind that that's what that does. And I, as I say, I use it in all my courses so that it reinforces it for me. But I use it for myself and I'll go, okay, I you know, what can I get done? My desk is a disaster and I can't find anything. Rather than looking for something, which I know is going to take me 5 minutes, I'll give myself 5 minutes on the timer, put that funny little ringtone on it because it's already programmed in, and clean my desk for 5 minutes. And invariably, I'll find what I'm looking for in that 5 minutes, but I don't stop to find it. I go, okay, I'm going to continue the 5 minutes because we can do anything in 5 to 10 minute bursts. You can keep your focus sustained. And so, you know, training, it's going to help you in all kinds of areas, and you're going to find that you're way more productive because you set that timer for 5 minutes and see how much of your desk you can clean up. It's a different energy than going at the, I got to clean up my desk. I can't find that piece of paper, which will take you longer. Okay. So I choose to be creative to train my mind to be more productive.
I choose to be creative to make my mind be more productive.
Okay, breathe that in. Is Monkey okay with that?
Yep.
Perfect. I'm free to do that in 5 to 10 minute bursts.
I'm free to do that in 5 or 10 minute bursts.
Monkey's okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can procrastinate or I can be productive and creative.
I can procrastinate or I can be productive and creative.
And I'd like to be.
And I'd like to be productive and creative. That feels good.
I suspect that one of the things that was going on for you, Suzanne, was that you had productive and creative as being two separate things.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that you said to me, I know that if I would just do that, that it would prime the pump. Okay, so let's put them together. Okay.
I like it. Uh-huh. Beautiful.
And if you use whatever the signal that you're using for yourself, if you use it both on productive things and creative things, then your subconscious mind is just going to go, oh, it's time to change gears, right? Oh, got it. Okay.
When it feels like I'm working with myself instead of fighting myself.
Exactly. Exactly. One of the last school that I taught at, it was a brand new school, and I was the consultant in building the school, and then I worked at the school for a couple of years on staff as well. And rather than bells, we used music.
Mm.
So there would be a song that would come on, and we had a bunch of songs programmed in, and they were all like 3 to 4 minute songs. And the first about 30 seconds of the song was quite quiet. So that would give the teacher an opportunity to go, okay, there we go, da 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 da. And it was kind of like then when the song ended, the kids should be sitting at their seats at the next place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a little bit like musical chairs because instead of having bells going all the time, which is quite jarring. So, you know, something, I don't know what it's going to be for you, Suzanne, but I know that you play with that idea and just be something that's supportive of you that's just going to change the energy for you, okay? So I'm ready to be both productive and creative.
I'm ready to be both productive and creative.
I know what it feels like to be productive and creative. It happened when I, so you need a specific example here.
I know what it means to be productive and creative. I did it when I set up the interactive altar in December.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I begin to be productive and creative in 10-minute bursts starting
now.
Okay, so from the top, I begin
to start being more productive and creative beginning now.
I do a 10-minute burst between now and dinner where I, now this is a place where you're going to make a promise to yourself, you'll do it, and then you do it because otherwise you're going to have some pretty upset monkeys.
Okay.
So what did you do that would feel productive and creative in 10 minutes? Or do you want to do one that's productive and one that's creative?
Do 2 minutes. I choose to do one 10-minute task that's productive and one 10-minute test that's creative and celebrate it after I do those 20 minutes.
Okay, and you're going to do that
before dinner.
Okay, breathe that in. So, again, monkeys like specificity. So what would be the productive task, that something that you could do in 10 minutes that would get off your list that would just feel awesome?
Read through my things to-do list and cross off what I've done and add stuff.
Perfect. Now, do you happen to have any highlighters?
No, but I have colored markers.
Perfect. Grab one of the light colored markers, like the yellow or the pink one, and use that to cross the things off your list.
Okay, fun.
Okay, exactly. It's creative and productive.
Okay.
And what's the creative thing that you're going to do in the next, between now and then, in 10 minutes?
I'm going to doodle with my markers.
Okay. While I have my markers out, I'll doodle. Okay.
Yes. While I have my markers out, I'll doodle.
That's a great one because it's using the same tools and connecting productivity and creativity. So that's fantastic.
Yes. Yes, I see it.
I'm connecting productivity and creativity in 10-minute bursts, and it feels
great.
Cool.
I'm connecting productivity and creativity in 10-minute bursts, and it feels great.
Okay, breathe that in. This is the way I'm being my own best Valentine this week.
This is the way I'm being my own best Valentine this week.
Okay, and breathe that one in. All right?
Yep.
That's
beautiful.
Great.
Thank you for the help.
You are very, very welcome. I appreciate you calling in, and I already have your email, so we'll send you a note.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
You take care. So we're going to be going for a break here, but just before we do, I would like you to, as you're listening, just jot down the kinds of things that you've done for others that have been loving, the kinds of things that others have done for you that have been loving. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about those things that you do that are loving of yourself. And we're going to answer some of the letters that I have had coming in. And we look forward also to chatting with you if you'd like to call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. I'm Suze, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch. We'll be back in two.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. So today we're talking about being your own best Valentine. Now, we did a show a couple of weeks ago around self-sabotage, and I had some letters that came in that that spoke to that, and I really wanted to just cover them because I know that they're, I mean, it's in the way of being your own best Valentine if you're sabotaging yourself all the time, don't you think? So wanted to just address a couple of these. The first one came in from Kim, and it was mostly just a feedback piece. She said, phew, I really needed this today as I watched myself wrestle with self-sabotage as I launched my new coaching practice. Thanks, Suze. I appreciate you sending me the note, Kim. I always love hearing feedback, and I'm glad that you have become observational with that, because that's really the important step, is becoming observational when you realize that you're doing stuff to yourself. And that call that we just had, the caller we just had, Suzanne from Berkeley, when she was saying, you know, I recognize that I'm doing this. It's like I have to wait and keep it for dessert. Okay, so you've observed it, and then you can do something about it. Now, I also got a note from Patricia, and she's asking about something else. Let me do the other one about sabotage. Okay, so Nikki sent a note in about sabotage, and she said, I really like your newsletters and your topic today. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate that. Just an aside, anyone, if you've got any topics that you would like me to cover, if you're wondering how does belief repatterning work with, just send me a note on my Facebook page or send an email to radio@belief.com, and I will put it in the mix. So happy to address whatever topics that you're looking for. But Nikki, I thank you so much for your feedback, and I'm glad that you're finding the newsletters helpful. If people aren't yet getting the newsletters, you can do so. Go on to either the SuzeCasey.com site or the BeliefRepatterning.com site and sign up for the newsletter. The SuzeCasey.com site is very much out of date, and I know that, and I apologize for that. We're working on launching a new one. We were hoping to have it up and running for the 1st of February. It didn't quite happen, but maybe that's how I'll be my own best Valentine this year, is to, because I really would love to have that new one up and ready for you. Back to Nikki's letter. I have some questions about self-sabotage. Is it possible that there are other reasons for not taking action for a goal, such as maybe deep down you don't really want your goal? Maybe you have too much to do and part of you is feeling overwhelmed. Maybe there's something better for you than that particular goal, or maybe your goal has an aspect that is detrimental, but you're not yet aware of it. So yes, Nikki, all of those things are possibles, and they're all possible reasons. She says, if any of this is present, would belief repatterning help? And the answer is absolutely. And you don't even have to know which of that or of anything it is. One of the beautiful things about repatterning is you actually don't need to know what is causing it to affect change for it. So I appreciate you calling in, Nikki. So let's just say it's that you feel like you've got too much to do and a part of you is feeling overwhelmed. What I would suggest is go to that exercise on page 169 in the book, Crossing the Line with Ease. It's chapter 10, and put overwhelmed on the left-hand side of the page. And then what's opposite of overwhelmed? Is it feeling productive, as we talked about with Suzanne? Is it feeling, like you're navigating, or that you're managing, or that you're riding it. And when I say riding it, I'm thinking like riding a wave, that you're using it to power you. So just take a look at that and see. But yes, belief repatterning can help any of those questions. And is part of the reason why I say you can and will repattern anything you choose, because it applies everywhere. If you're interested in having a chat today, do call in on 877-230-3062. We'll be talking momentarily about how you can be your own best Valentine. But I wanted to just touch base here with Patricia's question. She's asking about, she's mentioning the seminar this year is going to be different, was excellent. She hasn't been able to attend live, so she's been listening to the recordings, and that's totally doable if you want to do that. If you'd like to just get the recordings, they're all available for purchase as well after the fact. And so you can either attend them live, or if you are like, gee, I really would like to do that goal setting one, happened in January, it's not coming up again until the fall, you can go get the audio file for it right now. And then if you do decide at a later date that you want to come and join us, we'll just apply that fee that you already paid to the fee for the live seminar, and you can get started now. You don't have to wait. So she then says, I have a question. I get nervous about trying new things like marketing my new tutoring business. How do I get myself to take a step every day to build my business? I don't even know where to start. Thanks in advance for any guidance that you can give me. And she signs it Pat. Okay, so Pat, there's a couple of things here. Number one, I would say, what's the opposite of nervous? And that would be confident, probably. And so you can use nervous and confident and plug it into one of the repatterning statements that are in the book. Each chapter has a series of those statements with up and down arrows. And I'd find one with lots of up and down arrows so that you can really personalize that one. So I'm just taking a peek through to see if I can point you in the direction of one. Here's one on page 237. Repatterning statements for use with conscious activities. You don't have to use these for what they say they are. Those are just the titles that my editor felt that we should have to be supportive of people. But so let's go from nervousness to confidence. So in that example, it would be, I forgive myself for believing I need to create nervousness when I try new things. And then you would breathe that in. Then I give myself permission to feel confident by what's one thing that you can do right now that would create confidence. So I give myself permission to feel confident by folding my laundry and putting it away. It doesn't have to be a big thing that relates to what you're feeling nervous about. It's just about confidence. I know how it feels to be nervous and I know how it feels to be confident. I'm consciously choosing to be confident by folding my laundry and putting it away. So again, this is the belief repatterning statements on page 237 of the book, where you can just plug in where the down arrow is, you plug what you want less of, where the up arrow is, you put what you want more of. So I'm free to feel confident, body, mind, and soul. I feel confident every time I complete a task like folding the laundry. And I am ready to be confident, body, mind, and soul, and bring that to my business. Okay, so that's one of the ways that you can approach it, is to do that. Another thing is that when you're saying, how do I get myself to take a step every day to build my business? That 10-minute thing or 5-minute thing, just put a timer on and just, I'm doing it for 5 minutes and then I'll assess. So those are two things that can get you started, Pat. I hope that helps. And do send in another letter if I've answered or partially answered, or any of you that are hearing this and going, you know, I'm just curious about this. I'm not really sure what to do. So I want to shift our energy now to the letters that I've received around the Valentine's theme, which I think is really quite fun, and see what we can do there. So in my musings today, I told a story about something that happened to me about 15 years ago. I was in a single period of my life, and I could feel the sadness in my heart. Here I was, another Valentine's Day. You know, nobody loves me, going to the garden to eat worms, feeling sorry for myself. All the commercials and the store displays were just feeding into that self-pity party that I was just diving into. But before you get too concerned, it was 15 years ago or so, and there is a fairy tale ending. I sat down and I thought, what do I wish instead? You see, I even used my own suggestions. And I thought, I wish I had someone in my life who would buy me flowers. I thought, I wish that I had someone in my life who would buy me flowers. So I decided to buy myself a dozen exquisite long-stemmed roses. I ordered them. I had them delivered. And a few days later, my parents came over for dinner, and it was really cute because they were, I will tell a little bit more of the story than I tell in the musings, but my mom was being, both of them were being quite coy, you know, oh, aren't those beautiful roses? And look at the incredible color, and oh, they smell so lovely. And I wonder where someone would get roses like that. And, you know, all these kinds of things, just fishing around. I knew darn well what they wanted, but I wasn't going to give it to them unless they asked outright. And so mom finally said, who gave you these stunning roses? And so I answered her truthfully, and I said, I bought them for myself. And she responded, you foolish woman, wasting your money like that. But how she really responded, she said, you foolish, foolish, foolish woman. Do you know how much money those cost? What a waste of money that is. But I shortened it up for the musings. I replied to her, you know what, Mom? It was a great way for me to invest some money, because every time I look at them, I feel loved and appreciated. And then we had a conversation about how I, you know, help myself feel loved and appreciated being on my own. My mom was married. Well, my parents still are married. They've been married for 68 years coming up. And, you know, she'd never had to do, actually it's 68 years past, 69 years coming up. She'd never had to do this for herself, because she had a very attentive person in her life, being my dad, who did it for her. And I learned that and watched it. And then I didn't have that in my life, and it made me sad. And so I just started doing it for myself. Well, you know, interestingly enough, my mom started occasionally buying flowers for herself when she'd go grocery shopping just because. So we're going to do a little general repatterning here and see what comes up for you. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 877-230-3062. Anyone calling in will have the opportunity to join me on one of the seminars, the online seminars, teleseminars. It's a $49 value, and you will join me complimentary. And we actually, Pat, the gal that just wrote in, she'd called in one time, and was it Pat? I think it was Pat that wanted to know if she could just switch it over and come and join the Flip Your Switch class instead. And so that's what we did. We just applied that $49 credit into the $99 for the Flip Your Switch class. Whatever works for you. I'm committed to helping people learn how to use this technique for themselves and get where they want to go with ease. Some people say, how come I need a practitioner? Well, with a practitioner, we can get really specific and really, really zone in on something. So let's just do these some repatterning statements here. I forgive myself for believing it is foolish to be my own best Valentine. So I'll get you to repeat that. I forgive myself for believing it's foolish to be my own best Valentine. And breathe that in through your nose and out through your mouth. Because you know what? We all have those patterns left over from when we were in elementary school and how many Valentines were in the box for you and all of that stuff. Just be your own best Valentine. I'm just going to pour myself a little refill on the water here. Know when you're repatterning, it's important to have water because you're building new neural pathways and your brain needs that water and the oxygen, which is why we do the deep breathing to make sure that you give your brain what it needs. So now let's go to a permission statement. I give myself permission to value and appreciate myself. I give myself permission to value and appreciate myself. And breathe that in. Now, the next one, I'm going to ask you to complete the sentence. And so I'm going to complete the sentence with what's going to work for me, but I'm going to suggest that you complete the sentence with what's going to work for you. I choose to be my own best Valentine this year by completing the write-ups that are needed to launch the new SuzeCasey.com. So you're going to pick your own thing that's going to work for you. I choose to be my own best Valentine by. I'm interested to hear what you came up with. I'm free to value and appreciate myself. I'm free to value and appreciate myself. Now the next one is reminding yourself of something that you already do. So one of the ways I value and appreciate myself is by journaling my word of the day every day. Okay, so you're going to complete that with something that you're already doing that's evidence that you value and appreciate yourself. One of the ways I value and appreciate myself is by, and then breathe it in. And then let's just really cement that in. I am becoming my own best Valentine. So here's to fun and creative ways of loving yourself. Drop me a note on Facebook, send me a reply, and I'll share your plans. I'll read them on next week's show, and I'll give you some ideas every day this week on my Facebook page to get you in the mood for loving yourself. So if you're not already connected with me on Facebook, do that. And I'm going to give seven tips for loving yourself. So something different. And one of the things that's interesting is that I always give exercises when I'm teaching the courses and I do the homework myself. And so it's always got to be something different. It keeps me thinking about different ways I can do it. So let me just read you a couple of emails that came in. One we put in today's newsletter, actually, the newsletter that went out yesterday, and it's from Adriana in Calgary, and she said, please let Suze know. She wrote this to Rita, who's our course coordinator. Please let Suze know to keep going with the sample repatterning statements in her weekly emails. I'm finding them amazing. I like how the email is short, and it takes me 5 minutes to go through the statements. I felt a shift happen every time. Please, please, please let her know it's having a huge impact, even if it's just on me. Tee-hee-hee. I'm sure it's impacting many more than just me. And Adriana, you're right. I'm sure it is. And thank you for that feedback, because I was putting them in occasionally to see what kind of feedback I would get on the newsletters. And because of your feedback, I decided to do another one, and I got this letter that came in from Dominique, also from Calgary. Hi, Suze. As Adriana in Calgary, I too appreciate and use the mini repatterning from your emails. I hope you will continue to include them. So, Adriana and Dominique, yes, I will. I commit to doing that. And now Dominique goes on to ask, can we love others if we can't love ourselves? I always include myself on Valentine's Day, flowers, beautiful cards, or whatever catches my eye throughout the year. Whenever and for no other reason than I love myself. I write, I love you, Dominique, and pause to read it every time I see it. This year, my little girl inside me wants balloons, so on Monday, I pre-ordered a bunch for Valentine's. I already look forward to having them at home. Sending you appreciation and love. Namaste, Dominique. Thank you so much. There's some great ideas in there. One of the things that you can do is go and buy a Valentine's card, sign it, and mail it to yourself. Why not? At Christmas time, one of the things that I was doing in my workshop was I was giving people postcards and asked them to address it to themselves. And they thought I was going to mail them something. Well, I was, but I had them then write the gifts that they bring themselves, what they value about themselves. And then I put a stamp on it and mailed it to them. And I got a couple of people sending me notes back saying, wow, they'd kind of forgotten that they'd done that. And then it showed up in the mail. It was just a nice little surprise. And so that's one of the ways that you can value and love yourself. So thank you, Dominique, so much for writing in with that. So Jennifer sent in a note as well. She doesn't say where she's from, but Jennifer says about today's insights. She sent this yesterday morning as soon as the insight came out. And she said, this insight, which is the one around being your own best Valentine, this insight has given me great inspiration. I am so glad for that, Jennifer. Thank you, because it makes me feel very wonderful when that happens. And it's nice to get the feedback. So she goes on to say, my husband is not a romantic kind of guy. Now, don't get me wrong. He's the sweetest, most loving and giving man I've ever met. But when it comes to anniversaries, birthdays, and Valentines, he's the worst about getting that perfect gift or gifts at all. For our entire 6 years of marriage and additional 7 years of dating, I hinged my entire self-worth on these lack of kind actions that he seems to have trouble with every year. It seems after reading this insight that I've been misguided, as we all have, in believing that others are responsible for our happiness. Bingo! Absolutely. You are the only person responsible for your own happiness. If other people do things that bring you happiness, bonus round. But you're the one that's responsible for your own happiness. And when you're in relationship or not in relationship, it doesn't matter. You can do the things that you wish a partner would do for you. Even if you're in relationship, you can do them. If you're not in relationship, you can do them. That's just my little aside. But then I go on to read her letter, and she says, this year, I'm breaking that old habit and bringing in something new. I'm going to get me the flowers of my dreams. And then she says something very telling. It's very interesting. She says, after Valentine's Day, to avoid the overpricing of the flowers, which has always been my reason to my husband as to why I didn't want him to get me flowers. Aha. So she's saying that he's sweet and giving and kind and wonderful, but he's not romantic. But she's been telling him, don't buy me flowers because they're overpriced at Valentine's Day. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you go buy your Valentine's flowers now, you'll still have them on Valentine's Day, and they haven't put the prices up yet. Go do it this weekend before the prices go up. Nobody says you have to wait till the 14th, but you can see how this writer has actually sabotaged herself in a little bit because she told her husband not to buy the flowers before Valentine's Day. So I really appreciate you being transparent on that, Jane. It's very, very helpful because it helps people really see how they may have been inadvertently doing that. So she's going to get herself the flower of her dreams. And Jane, I'd suggest you go do it now. And she's going to go get a box of her favorite chocolates. Now, here's another thing that we often do to sabotage ourselves. I'm going to get all in the future. Maybe I am getting now. Today I'm ordering. So that's just a thought that you may want to have a peek at there. So just like Dominique said, on Monday, I ordered balloons for myself. I've done it ahead of time. Okay. It's always a good thing to do. All right. So Jane goes on to say, I'm going to get a box of my favorite chocolates and not feel guilty one bit about eating them all. So how are you going to feel, Jane? How about I'm going to get a box of my favorite chocolates and enjoy every last one of them. And I'm going to give myself an amazing foot massage. Thank you for sending this message. You're very welcome, Jane. I'm learning that all the things I learned as a child just do not serve my highest good now. Now, here we go. Here's another thing that we do that really wears away on our self-love is we make these big statements about everything I learned as a child, all the things I learned as a child. You know, there's lots of things that all of us learned as a child that are really helpful, like how to go to the bathroom, how to feed ourselves, how to dress ourselves, how to walk up and down stairs, how to run. Those things were really helpful. But some of the things that we learned about nurturing and loving ourselves weren't. And those are the things that you can change. You have an emotional charge card. You put as much credit on that emotional charge card as you want, and it's always, always, always available to you. When you start debiting on that and making statements out that are hurting you, that's when you get into trouble. So the other gift that she said, I'm learning that all the things I learned as a child don't serve my highest good now. The changes I make with each day, holiday, relationship, and perspective that I once had has brought me closer to a happiness I now know is possible for me. So I guess the other gift I'm giving myself is to take control over my own happiness in every way possible and taking inspired action to make it a reality. Thank you so much, Jane, for writing that in. I very, very much appreciate it, everyone who sent those letters in. And just have a look here about how you are going to spend your Valentine's Day. How will you know that you're being your very own, very best Valentine? It's something to ponder. Next week, we're going to share some more stories about how you've done it and anything that came up for you. So if you've got some stuff that's kind of going, feels uncomfortable, or I'm not sure I'm worthy of it, we'll deal with some repatterning on that as well. Meanwhile, if you're up for it and would like to join us for Flip Your Switch, we'll be starting it this afternoon in about an hour. If that works for you, if it doesn't work for you, do go online and find out when we're doing it the next time. I will be offering it live in Calgary as an intensive the end of April. And it looks like I'm going to be back down in Cabo. And so if it's like it is at my house, minus 27 today, at your house, if you think, I just like to get into the sun and spend some time with Suze down in Mexico, learning some of this technique, do drop me a line and we will let you know the details once they get put into place. But I'm working on taking a group down there to just do some repatterning. Likely the third week of March is what we're aiming for now. Might be the fourth week of March, somewhere in there. So do let me know if that's something that you're interested in. Know that you can and repattern anything you choose. And a holiday time is a wonderful time to repattern that. What would support you in being your own best Valentine? Get creative, have some fun with it, and do let me know how I can support you. So in closing, let's just do a quick repatterning. I give myself permission to know I'm worthy of my own Valentine. I give myself permission to recognize I am worthy of my own Valentine. Breathe it in. I choose to be my own best Valentine and have fun doing it. I choose to be my own best Valentine and to have fun doing it. And breathe that in. I'm free to be creative in how I express my love to myself. I'm free to be creative in how I express my love to myself. And breathe that in. I know how to express love to others. I'm really good at it. I know how to express love to others. I'm really good at it. And breathe it in. I'm ready to express love to myself and be my own best Valentine this year. I'm ready to express my love for myself and be my own best Valentine this year. And breathe that in. Now, if you've got any monkeys that are pushing away at you or telling that you don't deserve it or you're not worthy, please do give myself or one of the other practitioners a call. You'll find them all listed on the Belief Repatterning website. You'll find me listed there as well. And be your own best Valentine. If you call and say, I want to be my own best Valentine, here's what I'll do. I'll give you a reduced rate. So instead of the regular $165, you can have a session with me for $149. We'll do a 10% off. And then that's a little gift that you can give yourself. So if that fits for you, we'd love to hear from you. Next week, we'll talk about being your own best Valentine. I'm Suze Casey. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for calling in and repatterning with me. And until next week, know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. Thanks for spending this hour with me. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.